Hi, everybody. People are jumping on as we speak. Welcome to the Mastering Certification Q&A. And these are small calls, and I'm going to be checking in with each of you. First, let me mute your lines. If you're not familiar with the Maestro conference system, this is what we use for mastery and certification and allows us to create a quiet classroom while at the same time having feedback and participation. So I'm going to go ahead and get started and welcome and thank you for your interest in mastering certification. And how this works is if you have a question about the program, if you would press 1 on your keypad, so on your telephone keypad, if you go ahead and press 1, it'll show up over here as your hands raised, and then I'll be checking in with you. You could have a specific question, or you could just have an area of the program that you would like me to speak more about or elaborate on some part of it. I'm happy to do that, and anything that you would like illuminated. So nothing's out of bounds. Feel free to ask. And again, just press 1 on your keypad, and I'll see your hand up over here. And if you would start by saying what it is that you're looking at or thinking about in terms of either the topic series or the purpose of your participation, or the community or group in your life that you want to contribute to, just more information you can give me as to where the question is coming from, that also helps. So again, at any time, if you press 1 on your keypad, and we're going to go with Shauna, who's currently the only one with her hand up, so this could be a short call. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
How are you doing?
My question is, I do horse equine facilitated learning for natives out here on the reservation. And so I'm learning all I can about everything I can and to help facilitate, because we're building a community building here and there's a lot we want to offer here. And so my question is on empowering men. Is that because you have to have the hero challenge first, but that's not for women? Is empowering men something women can women take that course?
Oh, absolutely. Probably might have just missed it on the website. Hero's challenge is a prerequisite for men. For women, the prerequisite for the Empowering Men series is that you'll either have done Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, or the Queen's Code Workshop, depending on when you did it before we changed the name, and then Queen's Code for Life, which is a prerequisite for all the series so that women take care of themselves during the program. And Shauna, we've met before, right?
Have you spoken before
about your work on the reservation?
Yes, we have, and you've met Forrest, my husband.
Exactly. I was hoping that was you. And are you in Chicago?
No, I'm in Utah.
In Utah. Okay. For some reason, it shows.
But I met you in Los Angeles. No, I think you met us in Arizona. We went there for the co-ed class.
Yeah, so... have you done the Queen's Code for Life yet, or what we used to call Celebrating Women, the Queen Workshop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I
so
actually
you
have.
Be all
I
set.
Got. Okay. And on the also on coaching, is there an opportunity if you purchase the coaching program for that? Is there an opportunity to coach 4 packs on Empowering Men?
Empowering Men is not one that we're developing coaches for because we have so many in our workshop leaders.
Okay.
And so that's why there's only professional certification or community education for the Empowering Men series.
Okay.
You could, if you wanted to, come to the coaching intensive if you wanted to be trained in the way that we coach, and then you can use that manner of coaching in your own practice.
Okay.
But you don't have to decide about that until the end of the year, until the end of mastery, if you want to do that.
Okay. Okay, and also I had a question on the business, because I'm interested in also, you know, helping with business training out here as well, because it's really lacking out here. And I was wondering if there are coaching opportunities for that for PACs. I'm interested in having the experience of being a PACs coach, just for the experience.
Okay.
I've been on the Landmark team, you know, team one, mm-hmm. team two. And mm-hmm. so I've coached a lot there, and I just wondered, I just thought maybe PACS has a lot more, because I do a lot of coaching, so I can use all the help I can get.
Yeah. Well, we have a different style of coaching than at Landmark, which I'm familiar with because I was a self-expression leadership leader there many years ago,
mm-hmm.
23 mm-hmm. years ago. So our style is very different, and whether you're in a coaching certification series or a professional certification series, we don't actually teach you how to coach the way that we do until the intensive that is the fifth weekend. So we do that at the end. So during the year, your focus is transformational teaching skills, because a big part of our coaching is teaching. It's just a personalized program. It's also a particular way that we listen that we'll teach you in the intensive. So the year of mastery, you're really focused on learning the topic and mastering the ability to teach that topic, and then we work on our particular coaching style at the fifth weekend. But partnership in business isn't available as a coaching series. Neither is Empowering Men. So if you wanted coaching certification, you would need to pick either Liberating with Honor or Intentional Dating or Empowering Women or Men, Women, and Sex or Living Ecstasy and Power or Heart of Partnership. I think what you're doing, Shauna, what you and Forrest are doing, I think Empowering Men is a really good series for you. And you can learn the coaching stuff at the end of the year, and that those topics are really effective in every context. So we originally only had the Empowering Men series for business and education. It was called Managing Men Then. So it's really well suited for men as individuals and also working with men, men working with men. It's a really, if you were going to ask me what should you guys do, I would have told you that one. So I'm glad that's the one you're thinking about.
Okay, good. Okay, I was going to try to do both those two, both if I could come up with the money, but I know that there's a really, because of all the sexual abuse stuff, there's a lot of shame, you know, just what I've, what's coming up for a lot of, and I just thought the Empowering Men would be really good for what I'm doing here.
Yeah, and I also, and this is for everybody, the other certification series, every certification series does demonstration calls, whether it's coaching or professional, and they all need volunteers. And so there's ways for you to learn the other topics. You don't end up certified in them, but you can be exposed and learn them by participating on the demonstration calls. Or you can also do personal mastery. which means you're listening to that material on your own. So really useful for you would be a Liberating with Honor topics.
Okay.
Recommend doing that either as personal mastery or as being on the demonstration calls. We're really discouraging people for signing up for two series at one time before the program begins, unless you know that you have a lot of free time, like you only work part time, because doing two certification series is going to be between 16 and 20 hours a week. And so we're encouraging anybody who thinks they want to do two, wait until you've done the first 5 weeks. And if spaces are still open, then sign up for one. But the personal mastery or being on demonstration calls would be another option for you to be able to learn the things that you need to learn for what you're doing there in Utah.
All right, that's good. That totally takes care of my questions. I appreciate that. So I really am solid, and that's what I want to do is empowering men then. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Beautiful. And please give my love to Forrest, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thanks, Shauna. Okay, so at the time, Shauna's hand was the only one up, so I just went ahead and answered her question. And now we have three more people with hands up, which I love. So what I'm going to do is shift over into my mode of finding out what your questions are and then being more organized in answering them. So Marie, let's check in with you first, and then Mikhail and Melissa. And now Flutter has her hand up. Okay. So, Marie, what is it I can do for you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking through the different paperwork, and I thought that there was somewhere where it said the locations and the dates. I'm signed up for the coaching certification, Empowering Women. And then also to know about PAX Point and number of people that I have to train each pod or however whatever you're calling it, like each 5 weeks. I was talking to Adrian, and she was kind of breaking it down for me. And I'd just like to know, is there anything I can do right now while I do have more free time to start prepping myself? I purchased a couple of books she recommended, Male Brain, Female Brain. And I'm just wondering, is there other things that I can do?
So if I got this correctly, you want to know the number of people to teach, where are the weekends, and any way to get ahead of the game.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thanks, Marie. All right. I'll be back with your answers. And Mikhail, am I pronouncing that correctly?
You got it.
Oh, awesome. How you doing?
Got it first. Hey there. I don't actually have a particular question so much as I'm listening for what shows up in the other questions that I didn't think to ask. My area of interest is in professional certification, and I'm challenged on this one, is men, women, and sex. Absolutely, although I have a strong interest in the content of the intentional dating series as well, but my commitment is really in the realm of intimate relationships, and I have experience and community in the sexuality realm. So that's definitely where I'll be focusing.
Okay, so just so you know, professional certification isn't available for men, women, and sex. Coaching certification is. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think I just need to chew on that and listen to what that would mean. I'm a relationship and sex educator. I have coaching certification, and yes, I was an introduction major for Landmark Education and all that stuff. However, coaching is one-on-one coaching is not really my bliss. One-on-many presenting and education, curriculum, and writing is where I really find my specialization. That's where my skill sets are the strongest. So
okay.
I'll be.
So you're in a little bit of a pickle.
Yeah.
you're in a bit of a pickle because given what you say is your gift and what you love to do, you should definitely do one of the series that's available for professional certification, because
right.
coaching certification will just drive you crazy because you'll learn all this stuff and then you
mm-hmm.
won't be allowed to use it the way that you naturally use things. Now, if what you do is relationship and sex education, then
mm-hmm.
a couple of different areas for you to look at in terms of professional certification would be empowering men, which is huge in helping both men and women in relationships, liberating with honor, which in the area of sex and relationships, there are so many wounds and endless proving and insatiable needs that are driving how people behave, and having the ability to bring that to what you do could be huge. And then obviously you're already looking at intentional dating, which is for singles. So, and then the fourth series that's available for professional certification is partnership and business, but that's outside of what it is that you're working on.
Yeah.
So I would look at those three series and go back and look at what the topics are for each of those series and see which one gets you excited. Like, oh, that would be cool. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I have it was a couple months ago that I attended what was formerly known, I guess now it's called Queen's Code for Sex. I did the original
yep.
work when it had the previous branding, so
yep.
it's still stuck in my head. And I could hardly sit still on the second day because you were having the conversations that I am most passionate about having in the world with people.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm definitely in a pickle because that's where my life mission is in
yeah.
that area.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry for that pickle. This is the first time that we're branching into our graduate programs and teaching people how to coach and the personal mastery in those, and we're not opening it up for professional
right.
certification because we already have programs really organized around them. The programs
mm-hmm.
that are available for professional certification, we don't have existing programs, and we love people creating all kinds of programs. So there's a, you
right.
know, in you know, the following year or the year after, we might go, hey, we should do this professional certification and open this up and get a whole bunch of other forms that this is living in the world. We're just not quite there.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'll have to sit with that. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Adele. All right. So, sorry, I should have come back to that one, but it was such a pickle already. I just went to it. So Melissa and then Fleur, and I will go back and address Ella Marie's questions. Melissa, you have the microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, okay, good. You can hear me. What
yeah.
is entailed in being a coach? And then is there an internship after the certification? And then what about being a seminar instructor? Is there a program for that?
Okay, what's entailed in being a coach? Is there an internship? And what's entailed? All right, great. I can answer all those. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I'll check back then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Melissa. And this is good. The hands are expanding. Fleur, you have the microphone, and then Marie, I'll be with you. Hi, Fleur.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Quick question.
Okay.
Coaching certification is what interests me. I want to know,
okay.
are there still space available in Heart of Partnership in Empowering Women? And additional question, because I met you first time this September, and I've jumped in both feet. I'm
yeah,
going through all
you.
The all the programs as quickly as can. I cannot complete the dance until the end of May this year. I have all the weekends booked out for the coaching program to make sure they're possible for me, and they are. But I want to make sure I would be not tripping a deadline. I have a little note by Heart of Partnership that I must complete dance by May 2016. I'm double-checking. That means the end of May 2016 because the Dance in Dallas class is the next available to me, and that is May 21st, 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can answer that question. Anything else?
That's all I got right now. Thank you.
Okay. So let me just answer the first one first, and then I'll come back to the rest. Yes, there's still space in Heart of Partnership Coaching Certification. And I'll come back to your other questions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, and Marie, you have a microphone.
Hi, thank you. Something else that came up when I heard of the other questions, the coaching, when you do the coaching certification, what is the process to get hired by PACS? I just always want to be a part of PACS. And how does that transform into potentially doing workshops eventually? Being a workshop leader, that is.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and put your hands down, which will give me the ability, if you have a follow-up question, to see it go up again, and I may check. And welcome everybody else who's joined us. It's good to see your names here in all your different locations. It's really cool. All right, let me give you about 30 seconds to figure out a more logical order. Okay, so I'm going to do some pickoff ones to begin with, some things that are really simple and short. So the prerequisites that say that something needs to be completed by May of 2016, because there's more than one course that this says this for, it does mean by the end of May. And what that means is that we've designed the order of the topics in that series so that it's okay that you haven't done the course yet. And so for Heart of Partnership, the order of the topics in that course, it makes it okay what you're going to be working on and what we have to provide you. Makes it fine that you won't be doing the Dance of Partnership until the end of May, the 21st and 22nd in Dallas. But you do have to do it during that month, or you'll have to transfer out of that series into a different series if you don't get it done. There's a couple other series that also have a prerequisite of a course you have to do by the end of May. Floor, you had asked about space in empowering men, and just so you guys know, because it's these aren't unlimited, and I wish they were so that there wasn't any concern for people, but they are limited because of the capacity of our trainers to spend the time with each of you with your journals and your demonstration calls. So there is there's 10 spaces available for Heart of Partnership Coaching, and for Empowering Women, there are 8 spaces available for coaching certification, and Liberating with honor has won. Yeah, it has 9 spaces available. Partnership and Business has 16 spaces available. Empowering Men is the one with the fewest spaces available. There's only 7 spaces left for Empowering Men. Other than that, there's more spaces available. And then, Marie, if you look on the website at understandmen.com, it will have the location of all the weekends. But just to explain to folks, because there's a note on there, so the first weekend is in Dallas, and on Thursday night, the Dallas team hosts a get-together for people who come in on Thursday so that they can connect with each other, and it's really valuable for people to be there and connect before the weekend starts. It takes away that kind of first day of school reactivation that we can have. So people come in early. What I mean by that is some people come in the morning since we don't start till 2 o'clock. And we start at 2 o'clock on Friday so that people can travel, but we go till 9 o'clock so we get a full day's work in. And then the second weekend is in Denver, and we have it lined up for people who want to do core partnership, that the core partnership starts on the western side of Colorado on the Wednesday after the second weekend in Denver. So people coming from Europe or back east who want to just make a whole week of it can come to the second weekend and then come to core partnership. And then the third weekend in October is in the eastern time zone. And so that doesn't necessarily mean the East Coast. It's the eastern time zone, which, I mean, we could end up in Columbus, Ohio, or Atlanta, or New Jersey. We don't do New York because the prices are crazy. We tend to do Atlanta or New Jersey. Boston's pretty expensive during the color season, so those are pretty typical. But we don't decide until after the second weekend when we see where people live in the eastern time zone and beyond. And it's all about sharing the travel burden is why we put these in the different time zones. And when we see where people are coming from, then we try to find the airport that creates the least expenditure overall. We try to take care of people that way. When you're in, another question to Marie's, when you're in any certification series, you'll be researching with at least 12 people. 12 people show up in your journal, and you're asked to teach at least 10 people. In coaching certification, we specifically ask that you teach people one-on-one. So since coaching happens one-on-one, we want your practice to be in that same format. And you can do one-on-one in person. We're going to encourage you to do a lot of one-on-one on the telephone, because that's where the coaching happens. And so as much practice as you have in listening to people keenly, which the phone requires, without the body language to be interpreting, is the best thing to do. So as far as Marie's question about any way to prep as you're approaching April 1st, the best way to prep is to line up your people. So line up people who will be part of your research group or one-on-one researching. I wouldn't recommend more than 5 people in a group. 2 or 3 is better. You can research in person and you can research on the phone. And at the first weekend, we'll teach you how to research. And there's a call posted on our website where I answered in detail what researching looks like. So I don't want to do that again. But setting up people who agreed to be part of your research, which happens in the first couple of weeks of every cycle, and then setting up people who will be part of your teaching, which happens in the second couple of weeks of your cycle. And some people who are in your research also want to be part of the teaching because they want to see where did you get to in the development of the topic. So they can double up. that's fine. But I wouldn't do that as a matter of course. That's not an ambition that you should have, is that they're in both groups. So identifying those people is probably one of the best ways for you to prep Marie, and also setting up your calendar in coaching certification, since you're going to do a lot of one-on-one teaching, and in the beginning your topics will be probably about a half hour long. As they get longer, they'd be closer to 45 minutes or an hour. So setting aside the time in your calendar to be able to do that teaching. So this is where in certification you're spending 6 to 10 hours a week, probably closer to 8 to 10 hours a week. So setting aside in your calendar, you know, the hours that you'd be available to do those coaching calls, those coaching teaching calls, is one of the best ways. So space in your calendar set aside for mastery, people lined up for research, and people lined up for teaching is the best way to prep. Getting any of your prerequisites done that you can, so that after the program starts, you don't have programs that you still have to do. So where possible, getting those things done, even if it means traveling to a different area, that can help while you have more space. Okay. Did that. Okay, so the other questions have to do with the process of coaching certification and how that all works, and is there an internship, and being hired by PACS, and two questions about being a seminar leader, a workshop leader for PACS. So let me answer that part first. And Mikhail, I see your hand, so I'll check back with you. We're not training workshop leaders for PACS right now. We haven't the last group started 4 years ago, and we don't have plans for training new workshop leaders. It takes approximately 3 years to train a workshop leader, including the mastery and certification year. So 2 years after that, that are really intense. Basically, the training has to be your third priority or you will fail. And we are not hiring workshop leaders right now. We have plenty. We have 15 workshop leaders. And we don't want to have someone put the effort into becoming a workshop leader when we're not hiring workshop leaders. We are next year hiring coaches. And that's why next year, meaning 2017, we're hiring coaches, and that's why coaching certification is available. So we try to be conscious of that people are putting effort in where there's a real opportunity for them. And so coaching certification has to do with coming to work for PACS, and how much you end up working will depend upon your ability as a coach and your ability to inspire people to come back to you again and again. So it's not like a full-time job. We don't hire, even though you're paid as an employee tax-wise, because it doesn't fit any of the independent contractor requirements. So you're paid as an employee, we take out taxes, but how many hours you end up with will depend on what you generate and your abilities. But you're on our website under a category for your specialty, and people will be referred to you. And why we're hiring coaches in 2017 is because of the publication of our webinars in 2016. So each of the courses that are available for coaching certification, the four that are Empowering Women, Heart of Partnership, Living Ecstasy and Power, and Men, Women, and Sex, those are all going to have associated webinars and people all over the world who are going to need personal attention. And some of them, when they sign up for a webinar, you'll be part of their package, and some of them will later upgrade to a package, and you'll be listed under that specialty and directed. Everybody who purchases that webinar will be directed to the coaches that are certified in that area. Intentional dating doesn't have a specific course or webinar directed at it, nor liberating with honor. But we have people all the time who want coaching on dating, and people, more and more people, who want healing. They want noble healing and noble forgiveness as they want to be able to work with someone on that, as we make that more and more aware, more and more people aware of that through Extreme Clean, Mastery, Core, and a Hero's Challenge. So those opportunities already exist for liberating with honor and intentional dating. So how the process works is, as I was saying before, for coaching certification, is during the program, the focus is on you having ownership and application of your topic. So you have the experience of researching that topic, validating it in your own life, presenting it again and again and again, so you're seasoned in teaching. And then you have your demonstration call where you teach a volunteer and demonstrate your handle of that topic. And we do that because so much of our coaching is organized around teaching. And you need to be certified in each individual topic in the series. So as you go, that your journal is getting passed, your research journal is getting passed, and your demonstration calls are getting passed. We're committed to your success, but there's a lot that depends on you. So if you blow, if your journal isn't acceptable, you're going to get feedback from your trainer on how to make it acceptable, but to submit it again, you'll have to pay extra because the fees are always associated. You pay us, we pay the trainer for their time and their expertise. So if your journal isn't acceptable, you have to pay $125 to have it read again. If your demo call isn't acceptable, you have to pay $150 to have a second try. Just as if you were sitting for any test an additional time, you'd have to pay an additional fee. So most people are highly motivated to do their journals well and to be really prepared for the demonstration calls so that they can knock those out of the park. So the year is focused on your mastery of the topic. The weekends are focused on your ability to teach in a way that transforms people's lives, people's thought patterns, people's views. So all the skills that you learn in the weekends will still apply individually. And you do work in the weekends with small groups and bigger groups, so whether you're going to be teaching from the front of the room or you're teaching one-on-one, it's equally valuable what you're doing. And then when that's all complete, which it gets complete by the fourth weekend in January, is when all the learning and practicing and researching and teaching and demonstrations are all complete by the fourth weekend. Then the fifth weekend happens in March. And there's a little bit of a gap in there for people who may have gotten out of sync or didn't pass their demo and they need to have a redo, or they're running a little bit behind. We have a little gap in there for people to catch up. But all of it has to be complete in order to be eligible to come to the fifth weekend. And the fifth weekend is the coaching certification intensive. And it's 3 days, just like a regular mastery weekend, so 2 o'clock on Friday to 4 o'clock on Sunday. And the first part will be teaching you the different components that go into coaching. So one component has to do with how you set up the customer. The next component has to do with how you listen to the customer. And in your, what are you listening for and what are you getting out of what you're listening for. The third component has to do with design. How do you then design a custom program for them? And then present them with your plan and have them commit to your plan, or whatever, maybe they'll only commit to the beginning part of your plan. And then, and it's funny because that has a lot to, all of this is before you're ever actually coaching them. And it's where most of the important work goes in. And then And then after all that part, then there's coaching them, which mostly is teaching them or reminding them of topics that they've learned before and helping them apply it to themselves. And it's amazing how many people do a coaching call in order to get help filling out their chart, for example, for the Queen's Code for Life, or their cover charge for Men and Sex, or their B list and their minimum requirements in intentional dating. So people they need help sorting themselves out. And so you'll get trained in it, you'll practice, and then there'll be an examination. You'll actually have to sit in front of somebody that goes, yeah, that was good, that was worth paying for. I'd tell my friends to call you up and pay you for that. And it'll be pretty intense. That weekend, it's intensive is the right word for it. And then when you pass the intensive, then you're eligible to be hired by PACS. Now, what do I mean by eligible? Well, there's other things that go into being hired by PACS, and we're going to keep trying to guide you throughout the year so that you're set up to win. But, for example, how do you interact with us? In the first weekend, we talk about interacting with PACS in partnership and how we need to be worked with, because we're not interested in being worked with in other ways. So throughout the year, we'll keep letting you know, if you want to be eligible to be hired by PACS, this is what you need to do. You need to get your work in on time. You need to stop canceling calls. You can't no-show. We will never hire a coach that no-shows for calls, that doesn't get their act together, or is always having technical problems and lost emails and wants us to always help them. No, we're going to hire people who are competent, who have who are handling their own stuff, being responsible for their own stuff, who interact with us in partnership, who even when they think we did something wrong, don't turn us into the enemy, but instead tell us what you need. So it's a whole process. The year is a courtship of, do we want to work together? Do you work the way that we need to work, and is how we are work for you? Because if we keep upsetting you, that's the last thing you need, is to sign up for years of that where we keep upsetting you. So in answer to your question, Melissa, about is there an internship, no. The whole year you could think of as an internship. And after the intensive, we pass the intensive, boom, we're going to be asking for you to fill in your calendar so people can schedule online to be with you. We're going to be putting up your picture, your name. You're going to go into the recommendations that we have. I would say within 6 weeks of the intensive, people should be up and running. And the way that we're going to train you as coaches, you're not going to be novices. You're actually going to be spectacular. And we're really excited about the process that we're going to be going through. Okay, so I answered workshop leaders. I answered process for being hired. I answered entailed, I think, internship, that. I answered that. Okay, Mikhail, you have your hand up. I'm going to see if you have a new question or a follow-up question. And if anyone has a follow-up question to what I already addressed, or a new question, it's fine to raise your hand. We still have 16 minutes, so feel free to do that. Just press 1 on your keypad. All right. Mikhail, you have the microphone, and Marie, I see you.
Yep. Great. So in everything that you just described, I heard a lot of conversations about coaching and practicing one-on-one coaching, and great, wonderful. I have two questions. Is there the same focus and practice on coaching in the professional certification program as well?
No.
Okay.
No, and there's another element. So in professional certification, you're going to be encouraged to research and teach the topics in the environment that you intend to. So from the very beginning, you're encouraged to use what you're learning in the profession you already have, and it's fine for you to charge for it. So in the coaching and the presentations and the group work that you already do as a relationship and sex educator, you would be incorporating what you're learning from the very beginning, both the transformational teaching skills and the topic itself. Now, we will encourage you to spread your wings, to not just do what's familiar to you, but only if that's what you want to do. If you want to expand your profession, then expand it while you're in mastery and do bigger groups or different kinds of groups, or cut your teeth on meetup groups where people show up based on a description. You have no idea what you're going to get. And that is a tremendous way actually to build new skills and polish the diamond. So I was talking so much about coaching because that's the questions that Melissa and Marie had were all about coaching certification, and that's what Fleur is looking for as well. But professional certification, people have expressed their professional certification in all different ways. Through the media, through writing, through leading groups and workshops and seminars of their own, through group therapy, one-on-one therapy. We have a sex therapist in almost every year in Mastery. We have at least one sex therapist with or without tantric. And so the focus for you will be on your application. Now, there are people who still want to learn how to coach one-on-one the way that we do, so they're doing professional certification. At the end of the year, if they want to come to the coaching certification, they can. It just costs an extra $1,000, and it's not a decision that has to be made until over a year from now. Does that answer your question? Okay. Do you have any follow-up questions about that?
Yes. That, I think that you also answered my second question as well, which was, I heard you talking a lot about one-on-one, and my focus is more like one-on-20, one-on-40, and I wanted to make sure that there was not a block to that, but in professional certification, it sounds like, no, that's great. Wonderful.
Great. Yeah, we want you to do that. We ask that people teach 10 separate individuals each month at least. And over the course of a year, 30 separate individuals, so it isn't the same 10 people and over again. But we love it when people do more. It's the only thing we track in Mastery is how many people have you taught, and were they individuals in person, individuals on the phone, a group in person, a group on the phone, because people do a lot of teleconference teaching. Were they over 18, under 18? Were they male? Were they female? the people who teach the most, between 200 and 700 people. We've had people teach more than 1,000 people in 1 year because of the size of the groups that they taught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we love you doing that, and all the things that we work on in the weekends will help you to do that even better.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does that take care of you?
I'm good.
Okay, awesome. All right. And Marie and Shauna, I saw your hand go up. Marie, you had a follow-up question?
I did. Thank you, Allison. So the coaching, I'm enrolled in the coaching. And I found my blue paperwork, so I was sitting here reading through this and listening and seeing how these things apply. And I'm curious, since workshop, the 3 years, it takes 3 years to become a workshop leader and you're full, I'm wondering how to get this out into my community. And so I was looking at the community education. To do that, can I do that in conjunction with the coaching, or I don't want to bite off too much. I want to make sure that I really take in everything that I'm learning. So I want to start with coaching. But I'd like to do kind of what they have going in Dallas and have you know, a whole network. And it doesn't mean I want to lead it per se, but just being a part of something like that here in the Bay Area would be amazing. I know they have something, I think, in San Jose. So my question specifically is, I see under community education empowering women, can I do that? What does it take to do the coaching certification, same topic, and the community education, same topic?
Okay, so Empowering Women only has coaching certification and personal mastery. It doesn't have community education. Did you mean
I have a blue sheet that says, nope, on this blue sheet I'm looking at, it says community education, and it says empowering women, liberating with honor, and intentional dating.
Oh boy, that is a huge typo. It should only say empowering men. Empowering women isn't available for community education. The reason why is that it's like I was talking about earlier, we're not ready to have these topics that come out of our graduate curriculum taught in the world without the foundation that people have to have in our workshop. So there are other topics that we send out into the world, like, you know, little children, and see how they do out on the sidewalk by themselves. And no one can be in the Understanding Women workshop, no woman can be in it without having given up emasculating men. And if we go out and teach those topics to women who haven't given up emasculating men, the odds that they'll use those topics to emasculate men is very high. We're protective, not possessive.
Right.
So thank you for calling my attention to that blue sheet. I will get that fixed right away. It should say empowering men, not empowering women. And so you will be encouraged to just teach one-on-one. You won't get to be the meetup groups like the community. In the community. That would have to be one of the other sets of topics. So empowering men, liberating with honor, and intentional dating are all available for community education.
I actually like that better. I like the idea of getting the coaching for one-on-one with, you know, women, empowering women, but then community education, empowering men. Can I take those two together, or can I take it the following year?
Sure you can.
Okay.
Yeah, empowering men as community education is totally fine, and you can participate in the community. It's also a good, it's very complementary, those two series, so you'll be an even more effective coach. You'll be advertised as a coach for the Understanding Women material, but having that in your back pocket when someone's confusing something, because that often happens. They think this is about understanding women, and you go, no, that's actually a man thing.
Right.
Really dealing with stages of development. So to be able to steer them onto the right path is really good. That's why we like our coaches to have a really broad background, even when they're an expert in one series. So those would be good. In community education, you don't have to do journals, and you don't have to do demos. So it's a lot more relaxed. You are researching and you are teaching. The advantage is you can do your researching together. So you could have the same research people, and you ask them empowering men questions and you ask them empowering women questions. You don't have to have separate groups. It's just when you're teaching, you would be separating out that one-on-one versus the groups.
Right, so I could actually do them together then.
Yeah, you could do both of those.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay, and Shauna, you have a follow-up question.
Yes, it sounds like what I would be doing is teaching men. So my groups would all be men.
If you want them to be.
In the research, right?
Well, empowering men is one of my absolute favorite series. I'll be teaching the instructor for this series again. And you can, again, we're always going to encourage you to do your research in teaching where you are being a professional, right, and intend to be a professional. So, but it doesn't hurt, and it always helps to spread out. So, for example, if you were researching the empowering men topics with men, and then we're teaching groups of men, and we're teaching co-eds, right? By teaching women empowering men topics, you actually find out the problems that women have with that information, and then you can set up your men. Say, okay, now if you try to explain this to your wife, what may happen is she'll say this, to which I recommend you respond this way. So teaching and researching with women will help you empower your men in dealing with the men, with the women in their life. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Because they're going to have to go home and talk to their wife about, there's a reason why I'm focused, and it would really help if you tried to connect with me through my single focus instead of trying to get me to focus on you. Right? And she's going to be like, what? And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. Okay. I get wound up as you guys ask these questions because it's just so much fun. It's so much fun. We're going to keep encouraging you to not have it be about succeeding. Have it be about learning and growing and expanding and developing your abilities to understand and to communicate and to have compassion and, you know, what we call compassion for the predicament of gender. And if you're doing that, mastery is a blast. If you're trying to get it right at every moment, then it can be torture.
Well, I've got 7 sons, so I'm really excited about it.
Yay! And I'm really
fun.
Excited about what you and Forrest do there, so it's beautiful. Anything else?
No, that's it. Other than you said I could just decide on coaching later on. I don't need to decide that now.
You don't. At the 4th weekend in January of 2017, we'll have more information about the intensive. By then we should know where it's going to be because that's another thing that we locate according to enrollment. You can totally decide then. You don't have to worry about it.
So they're a limitless space in the coaching?
Probably not limitless. No, I can't commit to limitless, but it isn't open for enrollment yet. And if it does show up as having a limit, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Sooner. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thanks,
Anna. All right. So, wow, it looks like we handled everything. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your interest in what we do. It's just an amazing part for me of this call. One last thing just to let you know, if you're trying to figure out what topic series to do, or if you have more questions about really how much time does it take to do these different tracks or purpose, you know, professional certification, does it really take that many hours? Is there a way to make it go faster? So there's a lot of questions about mastery that you might want even more personal attention. And Melissa Mednick, who is the coordinator for our program, she's been involved in mastery since 2006. She's available for that individual attention as you're making up your mind. And how you schedule time with her is melissa@understandmen.com. So melissa@understandmen.com. And she's got more details than you can shake a stick at. So if you need more details, she can help you. And she also helps steer people into the right topic series. And a lot of people appreciate that about her. Okay, So I'm going to open up the microphone to everybody, and we'll say goodbye. Goodbye, y'all.